Friday, January 21st, and this is Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. O God, the crown and great reward of all your soldiers brave and true, absolve us from all bonds of sin, who sing your loyal martyrs' praise. She spoke up fiercely to prove the steadfast faith in deep in her heart, so closely following our Lord, like him she gladly shed her blood. Despising all the world could give its pleasures which can lead to harm, quite rightly counting them as dross, she chose full happiness above. With strength and courage she endured the horrors of a cruel death, and gave her life with joy to prove her love of you and life to gain. Because of her great constancy, we humbly beg, O Father kind, on this your martyr's festal day, forgive our failings and our falls, that we may at last share all martyrs' company on high, rejoicing with them evermore, enthroned with them in realms of light. O praise and glory without end be yours, O Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit too, in time and in eternity. Amen. End of Psalmody. Beginning with the first antiphon, Christ's virgin could not be broken by any terror, nor won over by false allurements. Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, first antiphon, Christ's virgin cannot be broken by any terror, nor won over by false allurements. And the second antiphon, to him alone I pledge my trust, to him alone I give my undivided love. Psalm 116. I trusted even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? This cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds, a thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the second antiphon, to him alone I pledge my trust, to him alone I give my undivided love. And the third antiphon, I give thanks to you, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, for through him you have made your servant victorious. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, chapter 5, verses 9, 10, and 12. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the third antiphon, I give thanks to the Lord, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, for through him you have made your servant victorious. And a reading for this Friday evening is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Rejoice, beloved, in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in his glory has come to rest on you. And a responsory, the Lord chose her, his loved one, from the beginning. The Lord chose her, his loved one, from the beginning. He has taken her to live with him, his loved one from the beginning. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord chose her, his loved one, from the beginning. and the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon, St. Agnes raised her hands and prayed, Holy Father, hear me. I am coming to you whom I have loved, whom I have sought and always desired. And Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, St. Agnes raised her hands and prayed, Holy Father, hear me. I am coming to you whom I have loved, whom I have sought, and always desired. And her intercessions. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say, We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end. We praise you, O Lord. For calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life. We praise you, O Lord. For entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin. We praise you, O Lord. For our perseverance in your grace today. We praise you, O Lord. For incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today. We praise you, O Lord. Now, saying together, and our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who chose what is weak in the world to confound the strong, mercifully grant that we, who celebrate the heavenly birthday of your martyr, St. Agnes, may follow her constancy in the faith, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.